Hi, and welcome to the SEO podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing. My name is Chris Burris, owner of eWeb Results.
I am Charles Lewis, your client results advocate.
Welcome back to another fun-filled edition of this podcast. This is podcast number 356. And as usual, we do have a tip from our previous podcast, and that tip is use real examples in your content.
Look, when you're writing content, whether it's on-page content, newsletters, blogs, email content, whatever that content is, use real examples, like from your business or clients, that give real data, real numbers that people can relate to.
Boom. All right, we are broadcasting live here from Houston, Texas, and Chuck and I, we are your friendly local neighborhood
top position snatchers,
and our mantra is
do not be a douche.
Don't be a douche. We've got a good article for you today. It's 10
reasons why your website can have a high bounce rate. Now dig this though. We're adding reason number 11.
Okay.
Our reason.
Okay.
Is number 11. I actually thought it was going to be on the list, but it wasn't. And I was like, okay.
That's
weak. The main reason to have a high bounce rate. So, 10 reasons to have your website can have a high bounce rate. This is by Amelia Wilson and the good folks over at Search Engine Journal. We'll get into that in a minute.
Excellent. If you are on some sort of electronic device and you can tweet, what should they tweet?
Tweet us. Use at eWebResults, at Best SEO Podcast. Use the hashtag, SEO Podcast. This is number 356, and like I say, tag us in it, that way we can follow you back, do all of our social networking
stuff. If this is the first time you've listened to the podcast, howdy, welcome. If you've listened to this podcast before, then you know exactly what we're going to skip. And the way this skipping works is if we get 10 psychos.
A psycho is an eWeb Results branded term for social engagement. Stands for shares, likes, and follows.
If we get 10 psychos on any one of our profiles on the various platforms that are available, and a review. Well, one thing, if we get a review, I don't get a tear tattoo under my... In fact, I get them removed when I get it. So it's all gone now. I had one last week. We got a review. We got 10 psychos. So we're going to skip the section where we talk about how you can leave us a review. We will talk about how you can connect with us. And in fact, how you can psycho
us.
And there's a number of platforms that you can do it. You can find our profiles on those platforms by going to something like, I don't know, Facebook.com/eWebResults, YouTube.com/eWebResults, Twitter.com/eWebResults, Instagram.com/eWebResults, and LinkedIn.com/company/eWebResults. All of those take you to our profiles on those platforms, and go ahead and do the psycho-ing.
Psycho us.
Yes. If you're a PHP genius or a WordPress guru, we're probably looking for you. Give us a call. Leave an audio resume, 713-510-7846. If you are interested in a free, comprehensive website profit analysis, you can get one by going to eWebResults.com and clicking the green button that you cannot miss. Mm-hmm. It is there. You can't miss it. Do we have any algo cat?
No algo cat today.
You know, I've got something that was kind of at least search-related this time. I thought that was pretty interesting. It's not. It's clearly not algo cat. Let's do the little bit of news first. Cooperate with me, iPad. So this is pretty cool. An iWatch. Is it called an iWatch? Is it an
Apple Watch?
An Apple Watch. You knew exactly what I was talking about.
I saw that article too.
Yeah. That looked so. There's a
plug it in and turn it into like a mini computer.
I almost sent it to you and was like, wait, he doesn't have an Apple Watch.
Yeah, Android.
Yeah.
For my devices, what's up, my laptop?
It's pretty cool. It makes that old. What was it? What color is that Mac?
It makes the old ivory,
like
kind of faded
old,
white tan.
Yeah, so it
huge
looks like
monitors,
yeah.
Old, yeah,
CRT. So it looks, so you stick it in there, and
eggshell.
We're going,
I think that's the color.
That's, yeah, yes, but like crappy eggshell. I don't know. So you put your watch in it, and so then it looks like one of those old Mac. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I thought that was cool. From Google Maps now, you can order an Uber.
Mm-hmm.
How cool is that? You don't even have to get into the Uber app or Uber
app. It's on Google Maps on Android and iPhone.
On both of those? Mm-hmm. That's cool. And then...
That was part of my news. I wonder what that deal looks like.
Yeah.
Because Uber already is fully integrated with Google Maps for the sake of traveling and things of that
nature.
Right, And so there's obviously a relationship there.
Yeah.
You know, but in order to get Uber a pop-up as an ad and it comes with a discount, I wonder what the numbers are behind
it. Oh, I didn't know it had a discount.
Yeah, when you try it, first ride is $15 off.
Wow.
Or 15% or something like that.
Oh, but is that the first time you've taken an Uber, or is that first time trying it from...
So when I did the screenshot, well, when I looked at it online, the screenshot they had the 15% off.
Right.
Then when I did it on my phone, I got the 15% off.
And you're an Uber user, so it should know the Uber apps on your phone. So interesting. That's kind of cool. There is a class action lawsuit against Apple, and the class action lawsuit is that you can only buy Apple apps from the Apple Store.
Yeah, that's retarded. Whoever, I ain't gonna say retarded, but that's crazy. Whoever,
it's interesting though, because it is like the intent of the monopoly laws, right? Is that you own one thing, and because you own one thing, you own other things, right? So you're the only steel manufacturer, so you're the only one who can make ships, so you're the only one who can build buildings, and that's what it's so what Apple created is exactly what it's designed to break up, interestingly. But anyway, yeah, it feels fundamentally wrong, and I get it.
Yeah, I don't get it. I feel like
they made the whole thing, right? They made the whole thing. So how are you saying that they're?
It's ours.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Don't use it.
Go to Android. Go. We got other options. Go to Windows. Go to BlackBerry. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're not forced to use Apple.
Yeah.
And so it's our store. We can put what we want in there.
I actually sign up with you. All right. There is. I do have one review. Or do you have any kind of news you want to
cover? I got news. So let's talk Yahoo.
Yahoo.
So
do we have to?
Well, luckily football season's practically over. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Matter of fact, the fantasy football season is over.
Are you just hoping Yahoo doesn't fail prior to the end of this season?
Well, it's over, and they officially failed. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say officially failed, but they're going down the process of selling. So they renamed themselves. It's not even called Yahoo no more. It's called Altibaba.
Is called it like Alta Vista and Alibaba. Alta
kinda, and okay. It has a lot to do with the people who purchased it. So remember, Verizon bought bulk of their shares,
right?
And then the remaining 21% go to this company called Altibaba, and so they changed the name to that. CEO Marissa, she went ahead and quit. She resigned, and so Yahoo, as we longer, is no longer. TechCrunch reported that the board members voted to change the name to Altibaba.
And
so all of the content, the search, the links, everything else they had is the property of Verizon.
Right.
And so I'm looking to likely see some branding changes.
More Yahoo, like the name Yahoo.
So the name is still there, site's still there, ownership.
Oh, it's
is
a
more,
brand. Okay.
It's a brand.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's subject to change.
Yeah.
And so,
man, can you imagine if Yahoo? Wow.
Wow.
You know, I was reviewing, actually helping with a social media class yesterday, the one that I go to, and they threw up some stats that I hadn't thought about in a while, which is at one point Google tried to sell to Yahoo, and Yahoo said no, and then a little bit later Yahoo tried to buy Google for $3 billion,
and Google said no.
And how the tide would be different had Yahoo said, oh yeah, we'll buy you.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
It'd been totally different.
Yeah.
So any WordPress users out there? All right, WordPress 7.1 is out. They say it's a huge security release. Immediate update recommended. That's like all the rest of them. So you should just update WordPress.
Quickly.
Right? Make sure you keep it update. He talked about Uber. So dig this. Facebook news, though. More advertising news.
Right.
Have you heard of the mid-roll videos?
Mid-roll, I have not. What is a mid-roll video?
An ad.
Okay.
and so
a video ad. I'm
exactly,
right?
Because Facebook transitioning to more and more videos, so they figure out a way.
Put it into the videos you upload?
After 20 seconds.
Wow.
So 20 seconds in, if somebody's watching this video for 20 seconds, whether they tapped on it and listened to the audio or not, after 20 seconds, an ad is going to show. And it's only going to do it for videos that are longer than 90 seconds.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah, that's what's up, Facebook.
That's some
kinda
big news.
Yeah, I thought so.
That it?
That's all I got.
All right, so I do have one review.
The one patif after that.
Title of this review is "What a Great SEO Podcast," and the review is, of course,
5 stars,
and it's by some characters thrown together. CV Kirksey from United States says, "I've searched for SEO podcasts, but never been so happy with one."
Happy.
Yeah, I like that. Thanks so much, guys. You're awesome. Chris is the person who left it, so that's the C and V. Actually, his first two initials are mine. Wow. And the website is direction.com. So,
is that Berkeley? Oh, Kirksey.
Kirksey, yeah. Yeah, if it was if your last name was Berksky, then yeah, we would have the same initials. Punch in the face to you, Chris.
You and the good folks over at direction.com, another marketing agency. Appreciate you guys checking us out.
And then giving us feedback, right? Yeah. You know, I know there's probably lots of marketing agencies and internet marketing agencies, more specifically, probably, that check out our podcast and maybe are hesitant
to don't give feedback and, or whatever.
Hesitant to get some feedback. Go ahead and give us some feedback. Use your personal account. Yeah. Right? We're not going to steal business from you. There's plenty of people. Everyone needs internet marketing.
Exactly. So I got a punch in the face.
Pam.
This punch in the face goes to Emily. Emily Fedorowicz.
Fedorowicz. I'm going to go with Fedorowicz.
Because of the CZ situation.
Wow. Fedorowicz.
So yeah. Emily F, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Emily F, punch in the face to you. Remember, she hit us up on Twitter a few weeks ago, and we used her jokes in 2016.
Okay, yeah.
And so we gave some jokes on the podcast. So she hit us back. She said, glad our jokes went down well with our fellow top position snatchers.
Boom.
At eWeb Results. Check out their epic hashtag SEO podcast if you haven't already.
Boom.
Punch in the face to you, Emily F. Appreciate it. Keep them coming.
Epic podcast. Mm-hmm. I like that. Punch in the face.
Well, I got a Twitter question also.
Okay, cool.
I want to address that.
I hope it's short.
It is. So this question is from Patrick Lopez. He hit us up.
Oh, yeah. I've talked with Patrick. I'm glad you got that because I knew there was one as I was getting prepped. I've talked to it like probably 4 months ago or something. I talked with Patrick. Okay. He's a DJ.
He's a DJ. He says, that kind of explains his question then. He says, I have business that will have multiple locations different times of the year. Do I need more than one website for local SEO? Interesting question.
Very good
question.
So
I've got some background questions to ask first.
Yeah.
Like, is this a local, what type of local business is it? Like a pop-up shop, like a
DJ
retail
service.
Shop? DJ service.
I know he
And so the locations, are you referring to different venues and clubs that already exist?
No, he lives in two places. Right, so I think he spends time in Florida and he spends time in New York, maybe. Right, so he might be whatever living in Florida for the summer.
So if you're
months.
Trying to get local DJ business in the two areas that you reside in, then I'm gonna suggest you do have a local address in both.
Right, a local address for sure.
A local address.
Was he asking address or website?
Well, he said website. Okay. I think you can use one website.
One website's
fine.
Yeah.
One website will be fine. Get all your content on there. Make sure it's responsive and mobile friendly and all of that good news, all that good jazz. Make sure your content's there. You got video. All those other things we talk about. Have that. Right, but for the sake of being found and actually getting some benefit out of it, go with two local addresses, two Google Plus pages, two Bing local pages. Sync those up to that same website. And you should be in business.
Absolutely.
Try that. Let me know how that works out.
Cool. All right. So that is the potatoes of our podcast. It's time to get into the meat. That's right. I have work to do now.
Yeah. All right. So punch in the face to Amelia Wilson and the good folks over at Search Engine Journal. She posted this article, 10 reasons your website can have a high bounce rate. Now, 10 reasons it can. It may not all be good reasons, but Your website can have a high bounce rate, and here's some reasons why.
So I know you alluded that the 11th that you're going to talk about is ours.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the reason that you might want a high bounce rate, or is it some other one of ours?
She got random reasons, good and bad.
Okay,
it's worth mentioning all of these because sometimes you end up with a high bounce rate on purpose.
Yes.
Right? And then sometimes
most people don't talk about that, though.
Exactly. Yeah. And sometimes you don't. And so let's get in. Matter of fact, as a refresher, she says, what is bounce rate? Refresher, bounce rate refers to the percentage of visitors that leave your website or bounce back. Keyword back, like bounce backwards. You can't bounce forward, you bounce backwards, right? The keywords that bounce back to the search results or the referring website after only one page of viewing on your website. All right, so somebody comes to your site, they only look at one page, and then they hit that back button, that's considered a bounce. Right, they hit the forward button or click another link or do something else, then they're engaged.
As soon as
they hit the back button, they've bounced.
I'm going to throw this out there. If they hit the forward button, it probably won't work
in
this context. Unless you're like backwards from the train and then,
so don't do that. So then here goes some statistics for you. She said, based on some data that they gathered, they got a bounce rate grading system. So 25% or lower means something is probably broken, right? Or you just got really, really great long form content that everybody wants to read. Or 26 through 40%.
And nobody's interested in going to another page.
Exactly. And so 26 through 40%, if your bounce rate is there, you're actually in excellent position. They say 41 through 55% is average. I would think 26 to 55% is probably average because we see some on the low end, some on the high end, all good results. 56 to 70% is higher than normal, but could make sense depending on the website. Yeah, got some that bounce at 65%, but the also conversion rate is like 30%. So take that how you will. And 70% or higher, that's bad, and something's probably broken. So dig this. She says 10 reasons your website can have a high bounce rate. Number one.
What?
Slow to load page. Right? Pages are just loading up slow. Yep. You've searched.
We've all done that. Yeah.
You searched. You've seen some ad text or a meta description that referenced you, made you want to click it. You clicked it, and now you're waiting. And this page doesn't load. And when this page finally loads, you're so impatient that you bounced. You've hit the back button before this page even fully loaded.
Finish like loading,
images
yeah.
were still loading. Nav was still loading. Let me tell you, we're already loaded first. Analytics. And so that bounce did get captured. And so if you got a slow page, yeah, you probably got a high bounce rate. Matter of fact, she says fixing site speed, right, is a lifelong journey for most SEOs and webmasters. But the upside is that each incremental fix, you should see an incremental boost in speed. And so she's right. You're dealing with so first off, go to Google, search page speed test. Drop your URL in Google's page speed tester and see if you pass or fail. And if you fail, then figure out why.
There may be some tests. I got to add a caveat to this because we were just talking about this just last night, actually. There is a significant, in my opinion, significant problem with the Google page speed test. Because you can have a page that loads in half a second and miserably fails the test. Mm-hmm. And the reason is because the test is, are you using the technologies that could speed up your website? And so maybe you're using none of them. Maybe you could compress your images more. Maybe mm-hmm. you're not caching anything. Or you could just be doing miserable, but it's all text.
But it's your pet and it's all fast.
And so it goes fast. You know, so you got to have some balance. I like pingdom.com mm-hmm. is okay. a really good one. And it'll tell you how long did this image take? How long did this communication with the server take? It takes, you know, and if you're maybe uploading the Google Analytics and you're uploading Google Analytics or maybe some pieces from other sites, what slows it down? So
speed your site up.
Yeah.
At the end of the
Absolutely.
Day, speech site that we mentioned in tools, what was that, Pingdom?
Yeah.
Yeah, use the Pingdom, there's page speed test, and plenty of others. Moz has one. What you want to do is just make sure that your site is loading fast.
Yeah.
What you don't want to do is give people that long, kind of historic, slow loading site. It's just a horrible experience, and we will lead to a high bounce rate.
Number two,
self sufficient content. Right, we're talking about 10 reasons your site could have a high bounce rate.
Yes.
Self-sufficient content.
Yeah.
She goes on to say, in some cases, the user will get everything they were looking for from the page on your website. And this can be a wonderful thing. It can be.
Fine, yeah.
Right? They searched, they clicked on your, you know, Google, what time is the Rockets game? And I click on Bleacher Report, and it tells me the Rockets play the Cavaliers at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
I got my answer.
Right.
And I read it in less than 5 seconds, and then I hit the back button because I needed to go search for something else.
Right.
That was a bounce, even though I got exactly what I was looking for. Right. And so that's just self-sufficient content. That's a really high bounce rate on top of that.
So we would argue that you should have well-placed ads, that you should try and extend that, and know that the bounce rate's going to
be high because the answer's right here.
But it doesn't mean you can't tweak that page and mm-hmm. reduce that bounce rate. Absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So it's like a double-edged sword, right? Like, is this user getting the best experience for the Google user?
Probably.
Absolutely. Right. I got the answer I wanted. Will Google know that?
Yeah.
Right? Got to see.
Make it stickier. Throw some sort of video on
Throw
there.
Throw some so video. Add some recent posts.
To the next page.
Exactly. Maybe give them some supporting information. Now, watch the Rockets game live here with a link. Right? And
yep.
So that way I may stay
see
on
the starting
page.
Lineup.
Exactly.
I don't watch hockey.
Number three.
Great.
Disproportional contribution by a few pages. This is a good one, Allison. I think her name is Allison. Amelia Wilson. Disproportional contribution by a few pages.
Okay.
She said you may have a few pages on your site that are contributing disproportionately to the overall bounce rate of your site.
Yeah.
So dig this. You have blog page, right, that has video, that got 1,000 words, got bullet points, got a supporting guide. It's very relevant. And so this page averages 3 minutes on the site, and they stay on it a long time, and then they click through so they can pick up the guide and everything else. High quality page, right? On the same site as your landing page.
Yeah.
Right? And your landing page is real brief. It's from a pay-per-click campaign. It got short content, big form. That's it. Right? Or maybe even a phone number. It's a landing
and
page.
And not even a form. Right?
And so there is a highly relevant page. And so they're clicking, they're submitting, and then leaving the site, which is giving you a really high bounce rate, 90-something percent, because it's converting really, really well.
Right.
Good problem, right? And then your blog page, which is holding people there, they're spending time on site, they're clicking through, really low bounce rate, 20%, let's say.
Right.
Right? So you 20% on your blog pages and 90% on your landing pages, your bounce rate is about 70%, 60-70%, even though you only have one disproportional page contributing to that.
Yep.
That's what she's referring to. Having pages on your site that are performing differently, that's affecting your bounce rate.
Yep.
It's good to go into analytics and understand which pages have the highest bounce rate, because some you may want to have a high bounce rate. Like if it's a conversion page and you're getting Knights of Golds completed on that page, then that high bounce rate is likely cool. However, this is your blog page or your services page or things like that, FAQ or a checkout page or something like that, you don't want a high bounce rate there. And if you do, then you need to go revisit that page and figure out why.
Yep. Three.
Number four.
Or four.
Misleading title tags and or meta descriptions.
Misleading numbers.
Misleading title tags or meta descriptions. How many times you clicked on something and then...
it's like, I can't find that. Where is that? That doesn't feel
as soon as the page loaded, like, this is not what I was expecting.
Not even close. Yeah.
Yeah. So, look. She says, ask yourself, is the content on your page accurately summarized by your title tag and meta descriptions? Great question. She says, if not, visitors may enter your site thinking the content is about one thing only to find out that it isn't, and then bounce to back where they came from.
Yeah.
Look, the
fix one or the other. Yeah.
Bait and switch don't work in digital marketing. No. It really don't, because
too many options. Too
way too many options.
Yeah.
And if you anybody like my wife, who's on her tablet, phone, and computer all at the same time, she has those other options up already.
They're already up, yeah.
Yeah, she's already contacted them. And so, yeah, don't pull the bait and switch, because that'll actually lead to
poor rank performance.
Well, not just that.
Also,
you ever hit back and then got that option from Google, hey, you want to remove this listing? Because look, you don't want somebody to block you because you know, your title tags didn't match up with what the content was.
Yep.
Number five. A blank page or a technical error. Great reason to bounce. If your bounce rate is exceptionally high and you see that people are spending less than a few seconds on the page, it's likely your page is blank, returning a 404, otherwise not loading properly. She's right. She's absolutely right. You must check for 404 pages consistently. Get familiar with Google Search Console, because this is where you'll find out what pages are broken, where those 404s are. You can download them, you can fix them, you can export them, and do whatever you want to do to them there. Get familiar with your CMS. Like, we build on WordPress, we got a custom framework, and we've built in 301 and 404 management in our framework. So as we create new pages and redirect pages, we can do it with ease. So you may not have that flexibility or that functionality on your site, but what you can do is manually fix your 404s.
Yeah.
And so if you have 404 pages or blank pages or any pages that have a technical error, like some plugin not loading or some Ajax script not running right, or whatever it is, that kind of stuff will lead to a high bounce rate.
Yeah.
Fix it.
Detrimental.
Yeah, just fix it. I don't even know what else to say, but fix it. There's nothing else to do. There's no workaround. There's no shortcut. You just got to fix it.
We're going
to
throw that into douchey.
Yeah.
Don't be a douche.
Just fix it. Number six.
Six.
A bad backlink from another website, right? We're talking the 10 reasons why your website can have a high bounce rate. Number six, she says a bad backlink from another website. She says the referring site could be sending you unqualified visitors, or the anchor text and the context for the link could be misleading. Yeah, maybe somebody linked to you 2-3 redesigns ago.
Right.
And so it's still a great link. Your domain name hasn't changed, but that URL changed. Right. Maybe that page changed.
Or content.
You've been optimizing
changed,
and you really realize your URL needed to change and these things have changed. But that old link is still the same.
Yeah.
Right. You need to go in and do one of two things. Either implement some redirects so that link will work and you can continue to get link juice from it, or B, reach out to said webmaster and ask them to change the link.
Right.
Right. But either way, you got to make content and you got to fix it.
Yeah.
Those are just things you have to fix. They lead to a high bounce rate. They lead to a horrible experience. They lead to people not coming back to your site, even if you really offer what exactly what they're looking for. Fix your links.
Six.
Number seven.
Seven. I did seven. I just said six.
That's because we waited too late to start.
Yes.
Number seven. Affiliate landing page or a single page site. So now she's kind of getting close to our kind of eWeb results belief. She says, if you're an affiliate, the whole point of your page may be to deliberately send people away from your website to the merchant site.
Right.
In this instance, you're doing the job right if the page has a high bounce rate.
Yep.
She's right. Right. Kinda.
Right.
Remember what I said earlier about backs and forward? So if you land on my site and then click this link over to my affiliate site, that's not a bounce. That's a click through.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? You didn't go back.
Right.
You went forward. You right. continued on your path in the internet. And so that was my one suggestion I was going to tweet her about her article, was that if it's an affiliate page and you click the link to my affiliate profile, my merchant, and you came from search, landed on my affiliate page, and then went through, that's not a bounce. You clicked through.
So analytics records that as, it doesn't record it as traffic came to your website and then left because it left a different direction.
Yeah, it didn't bounce back.
Yeah.
It went forward.
Right.
It went forward. So that became an exit page.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And not necessarily a bounce.
Right, right. Because a bounce is a back.
Yeah, a bounce is
different.
Back.
Makes mm-hmm. sense. So, I can see how you could get it wrong, though. Right?
Totally.
Because if the definition is somebody visits one page and no other page.
And then leaves.
That's not what a bounce is. A bounce is I visited your
backwards.
Page and I went backwards.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. That's more of a hop.
Yeah, and the hop is good.
Yeah.
Hops work. You hop on over to my affiliate page and buy something.
Yeah.
Please.
Make me some money.
Exactly. Number eight.
Eight.
Low quality or under optimized content. Yeah, I bounce. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I bounce. She said visitors may be bouncing from your website because your content is just plain bad. She also says one possibility is that your content is great, but you haven't optimized it for online reading. Right? She asked some questions.
Bad format.
Yeah, are you writing in simple sentences? Think high school students versus PhDs.
Yeah.
Is it easily scannable? Because I scan
too.
Headers, I scan for italics and bold and bullet points, and if I scan enough and I see enough things that make sense,
again.
I will start. Yeah. I'll go back to the start and then read from the jump after I scan this whole article first.
Yeah.
I used to test like that. I used to get tests in high school and scan through, I know that one, and get through all the ones I know first.
You start off with like, I'm feeling good because I got half of them already done.
Yeah. First 5 minutes, half this test is done. Now I can go back and actually spend some time
thinking and processing.
Exactly. So I get that, man. Make sure your content's right. That's what I added. Content presentation is important.
Yeah.
Like if you spend the time to write this long article and all this content, man, find you some high quality images. Be creative. Come up with headers. Break this content up. Make it easy to read, easy to digest, easy to scan for more important stuff, so people like me and like Chris can actually read it after we scan it. Because what you don't want us to do is to search.
Yeah.
And find your optimized content because you wrote it well and we still bounced.
Man, that's
because
like a waste of
SEO effort, waste of
good
my
article
time.
Generation. Yeah.
waste of your
more
content.
Importantly, our time.
Yeah, because now I got to go back and find a competitor, you know, and you had the right results. So yeah, make sure your content is presented well to reduce the opportunity for people to bounce.
Boom.
Number nine.
Nine.
Bad or obnoxious UX. Great
okay,
one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen some obnoxious UX before. Like, what is this?
Yeah.
Why is this that way? She says, are you bombarding people with ads, surveys, and email subscribe buttons? CTA heavy features like these may be irresistible to the marketing and sales team, but using too many of them can make a visitor run for the hills.
Yeah.
She's right. Like, you get hit with too many ads, too many pop-ups, too many this, too many that. Kind of like Yahoo.
Yeah.
Right? You know, the Yahoo page at one point, I got it.
Right.
Like you come here, you can get everything from finance to autos to food to fantasy football. And then after I got to using Google and then appreciate the simplicity, I got back to Yahoo. I was like, whoa, Yahoo, what's all this? Oh yeah. My God, I don't want to see nothing about entertainment.
Yeah.
You know, why are you showing me this?
And so overload.
Overload. Yeah. And so and you bounce.
So you effectively bounced back to Google.
Exactly.
Yeah.
To the other searches. So
or hopped. I don't know what it is officially.
You want to make sure that the user experience, that's what UX stands for, right? You want to make sure your user experience is there. Frankly, yeah. The user experience is equally as important as the content.
Yeah.
You want to make sure that this great content is presented in the way that the user can absorb it. And so, because if not, they'll probably bounce.
Yeah.
Number 10.
10.
A wonky. Yeah, she used the word wonky.
Wow.
A wonky.
Awesome.
I thought that was only here. When I read it, I was like, oh, hey, she's been in our office before. A wonky Google Analytics setup. Punch in the face to you for this one, Ms. Wilson. Because so many people don't understand that if your Google Analytics is not configured correctly, you got some wrong filters, some checkbox wrong.
We've done this before, long time ago.
It just happens. Yeah. Like, your analytics changes, or you secret it, especially once they changed from the GA to the UA.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just challenges. Yeah. And so, matter of fact, she says, finally, it's possible you haven't properly implemented Google Analytics and added the tracking codes to all of the pages on your site.
Yeah.
Look, I'll add this to that same point right there. Maybe you have analytics set up right, but you're just not filtering anything. Man, with so much spam out here and ghosts and things like that, who all blitz your site and stay 1 second and then bounce, they all have 100% bounce rate.
Or they don't even visit your site. They ghost it into analytics. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so now your bounce rate is at 100% because half your visits are spam. And so your legit visits that have 40 and 50%, their averages suck because you're inundated by a whole bunch of spam bounce rates. Filter your spam out. Like, it's important. If you're using analytics, filter your spam. Filter your IP address out.
Also,
So that way you're just not inflating your numbers or your clients' numbers. And then that way you can have a better idea of what your bounce rate is.
That's really interesting because we had, I had a conversation, this is probably 5 months back, with one of our podcast listeners. And he sent me an email saying, hey, my traffic's gone through the roof and my bounce rate's up. And I was like, you probably have ghost traffic. I sent him a link and he wrote back and said, yeah, that was it.
That was it. Yeah. So I thought that ghost traffic is almost depressing.
Yeah.
Because you'll get excited.
Oh, yeah, I got lots of
traffic. Ooh, look at this spike in traffic.
Boom, I'm
like, man, they're
it.
Not really engaged much. But then you start looking at it more and you filter it and it's like, oh.
It's the same.
Yeah, it's the same.
Hopefully going up because you're listening to the podcast. Just the same trajectory.
Yeah. So that was number 10, and that was all she had. She had 10 reasons why your website can have a high bounce rate. I wanted to add number 11.
All right.
Another reason your website can have a high bounce rate, because we're killing it. Yeah. like your marketing is working.
Yeah.
You create a landing page for your SEO targeted page or some paid campaign or maybe even from some email campaign. And maybe the option is for people to call you. And so they land, they see high quality image, they see relevant content, they see CTA right up front, and they call, and then they bounce.
Yeah.
That's a great bounce to have. We love those kind of bounces. And in those cases, I want an extremely high bounce rate.
100% is the target.
100% is the target, especially if my conversion rate is high and my leads are high.
Yep.
Now, my conversion rate is super low, leads are coming in.
Bounce rate not good.
Yeah, bounce rate not good at all. But leads coming in, conversion rate's high, bounce rate 90% is excellent. So in those cases there, you got a quick call to action, a quick close, a quick lead capture. You're really looking for a high bounce rate.
I had one other thing to add to this, because this is just interesting and absolutely related to bounce. And there's two ways to really massively decrease your bounce rate and effectively skew your numbers, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of them is your homepage has just two options, right? So if the homepage is, you land here and you either need to go
left or right,
commercial or, you know,
residential,
then that homepage should probably not have a very high bounce rate because they haven't even gotten any information.
And you're forcing them to make a choice.
Yep. Another time we had our bounce rate went to zero,
mm-hmm.
and we're like, okay, that's just, we're good, but you know, this is, and we knew that we weren't that good on that particular instance. There was a pop-up that was happening, and the pop-up had Google Analytics code also. So every time the homepage logged,
the pop-up loaded, which essentially was two pages, and therefore bounce rate zero.
Bounce rate. So yeah, those are just some things to keep in mind.
Damn pop-ups.
Technical glitches that can cause problems. All right, is that everything?
That's it, man.
Very cool. That is the meat.
Oh, I had some blanks there on my other paper. I gave it to you.
Here it is. I didn't want to. I was writing a note. And I was like, he's going to want to know what I'm writing if I put it back down here, and it's zero bounce rate.
Oh, that's what that says?
Why I hid it from you, because I knew you would try and read it. And like, let me just put it over here so he knows.
Yeah, I'm convinced that does not say bounce.
I'm not even going to argue it very hard.
Just like I got some blank stare news, man. This blank stare.
What?
Yeah, really. News.
That was like boo and news together. Okay.
Man, at Microsoft. So dig this, right? Yeah, you know, Microsoft's got a department where they're monitoring the web and things like that, and
okay.
things that's going on for internet security.
Right.
Right. So they got two people. Guess what their job was to do?
To cull through data and watch Google.
Nope.
To cull through and watch.
So their job was to moderate activity on Microsoft or anything illegal. These guys, former child porn moderators. So they moderated child porn and things like that, claimed that Microsoft failed. Here's why Microsoft gets this blank stare. Because Microsoft failed to treat the PTSD.
Oh, from them. Oh, wow.
So two former Microsoft employees were responsible for monitoring child pornography and other criminal material have filed a lawsuit against Microsoft. The Daily Beast reports that alleged that they were not provided any psychological support to treat the post-traumatic stress for dealing with child porn, bestiality, murders, and other violent crimes that they had to monitor daily.
Ouch.
Yeah, Microsoft. You force people to sit there for 9 hours, 10 hours, looking at all that kind of stuff. They probably, at first when I read, I was like, PTSD. But then I thought about it. I was like, yeah, if you sit there looking
trauma,
at it's a whole bunch of trauma. If you're watching all of this all day, And so Microsoft, in the post, it said they were literally recommended to take cigarette breaks. I'm going to drop that right there, Microsoft.
And that is a boo news. Man. That's a little crazy.
Yeah, I thought so.
All right, so if you like this podcast,
like this one,
the one you're listening, probably listening to, we get about 9,000 downloads per week in 100 different countries. We're gonna ask you to do something real quick and easy. We want you to share this podcast with three people. Just go out, share it. Preferably business owners, maybe other internet marketers, if that's what you are. If you're a business owner, we know you know business owners, so share it with those business owners
on the platform that you're watching it. Like if you're watching this on Stitcher, then tweet it out.
Yep.
If you're watching this on Facebook, then share it.
Yep.
Right. If you're listening on iTunes, copy that link, tweet it, share it, post it, however you want to do it. Three people right now.
And when you're in Facebook, the way to share it is just say, hey, this is a great podcast. Use the at symbol and then type the name of the person you want to share it with directly. They'll get flagged, they'll see it, and they can join our podcast. We really appreciate you doing that for us, helping us continue to be the most popular internet marketing podcast on iTunes. If you are looking to grow your business with the largest, simplest marketing tool on the planet,
the internet,
call EWeb Results for increased revenue in your business. Our phone number is 713-592-6724. If you're in the Houston area, we have a referral program. If you have a referral, if you have somebody who needs a website, social media,
pay-per-click management, search engine optimization, email marketing, you name it, custom website design,
send them to us.
Landing page creation.
They pay maybe they need instant leads. I'll talk about that in a second. I forgot about that. Okay. Then have them contact us. We have a referral program in place. They pay us, we pay you. It's a beautiful program. There is, if you're in Houston, make sure you go to Up Social Network. It's a great networking organization. You've got to show up. Just show up. I'll leave it at that. And now for our instant leads.
Leads.
All right, so it doesn't really make sense that you create an ad and somebody sees the ad and they click through the ad and then they land on a landing page and they don't engage, right? Yeah. We were talking about bounce rates. Maybe their bounce rate's high. It's because you've done something wrong and we've been working and have finally come out with instant leads.
Leads.
To fix that problem, right? So it's a program where we're managing the ad, we're managing the content that they're seeing, and we're making sure that they engage with you. We can get you leads within 24 hours of launching that campaign. 24 hours, instant leads guaranteed. Go ahead and reach out to us. Go to ewebresults.com, fill out a form, pick up the phone, call us. We'll talk to you about instant leads. Please remember, we were filmed live here at 5999 West 34th Street, Suite 106, Houston, Texas, 77092. Excuse me, that is right.
Yeah, that's right. I was like, okay.
He's like, what's wrong? If you would like a transcript, video, or audio of this podcast, you can find it at ewebresults.com. There's actually a podcast link. You can find everything there. We will make it searchable soon, because we need to. We have 356 podcasts, and they're all transcribed, and they're all in there. So,
man, that's, I'm gonna tell you,
the
hesitation on making a search for me,
yeah,
is that I know it's gonna require some configuring.
Yeah,
it's 356 random podcasts that cover everything.
Yeah,
and so if you were to go and do a search for, let's say, content, imagine what that results page looks like.
Yeah.
I'm scared of that results page because it's going to require
a lot of results. Yeah. Absolutely.
And they need to be probably categorized by date of the podcast or which podcast number and all kind of stuff. So search is coming this year sometime.
Well, cool. So we are the most popular internet marketing podcast on iTunes and Stitcher and SoundCloud and all of those. Podomatic. They're the ones who actually host our podcast. Thank you guys for making, it's because of you. You guys make us the most popular internet marketing podcast on iTunes. 100 different countries. We should maybe one day learn how to say howdy in 100 languages, because there's obviously overlap, but I don't know, in 80 languages. We'll get right on that.
Yeah.
Howdy. We'll start with howdy. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing the podcast. Thank you for sending in questions. Thank you for connecting on Facebook and asking questions. We really appreciate it. And until the next podcast, my name is Chris Burris.
Charles Lewis.
Bye-bye for now.
Slightly raised up eyebrow, highbrow. Tamely, gamely, headed my way. Cool as mountain snow, girl, glow, girl. Pine and shining. She's gonna set me free. In my daydream, she's my fantasy. If I find her, I'll die happily.
Balance check, 356.
SEO Podcast 356. Put us in the mix, talking about Chuck and Chris. So please tune in. Today we talking, I don't know, but we gonna look in and I'm gonna tell you how it go. Let's see, I can look and tell you what we talking about. It's the Chuck, you know I can do this any route. So please tune in, it's time to turn the volume up. It's Chris and Chuck, SEO Podcast. That's what's up. Let's go.
Boom.